Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
Having a glass of wine, it's a Syrah, and it and then I was like, well, maybe I'll have a Scotch. I don't know. I was indecisive, but it reminded me of a story when I was used to bartend, and there was a kid who claimed he had bartending experience, and he was helping me out with this event, and he said, oh, I've been a bartender. I said, oh, okay, cool. Well, listen, I'll do the things, like the more complicated things, and then you do the simple kind of wine, because he was young. So I was like, you do the wine, like easy drinks, beer, wine kind of stuff. I'll do the cocktails. At some point, a table ordered a scotch and a glass of wine. So I was super busy and I turned to him. I go, listen, you do the scotch and the wine, scotch and the Merlot. I got to run these things out to the cocktails out to the table. Simple enough, you would think. I came back to the bar to watch him as he was pouring scotch into a glass of Merlot. That's right, folks. He interpreted with quote-unquote bartending experience when I said a scotch and a Merlot, I'll be right back, that he meant somebody wanted a scotch in the Merlot. Just a cocktail of scotch and Merlot. So the end of that story was we had a dinner party a few weeks later after that, and I thought, it's time to try a scotch and a glass of wine. Not a Merlot that was that night, but it was a scotch and a glass of wine. Not the worst cocktail I've ever had. Not the worst cocktail I've ever had. Scotch, whiskey in a glass of red wine. Mm. I don't want to say I told you so. You guys know that I don't ever want to say that secretly love saying. I'm not saying that I don't love saying. I'm saying that I don't admit to loving saying that I told you so. But if you guys listened to the Fun Guy episode that was probably two or three episodes ago, I don't know. It's not my job to figure that out. I was talking about a Candida auris, this fungal infection thing that is they're attributing it to the overuse of antibiotics in humans and animals and plants. Well, guess what? Another report, UN issues urgent warning on the growing peril of drug-resistant infections. UN report. A new report says this is New York Times. I'll link to it in the show notes. A new report says the overuse of antimicrobial drugs in humans, animals, and plants is fueling resistant pathogens that could kill 10 million people annually by 2050. Good night, Johnny. I don't like saying I told you so. I just secretly like saying I told you so. too much antibiotics, too much antimicrobial kinds of drugs in our agriculture, in our animals, and in our human bodies, and we are paying the piper. So here's what I'm gonna do as a favor to you, is I'm gonna boil down the thousands, literally, of nutrition books out there. I'm gonna boil them down in an effort. To help you be strong enough to deal with that craziness. Here we go. Stop eating animal foods and eat plants that haven't been fucked with that much. Okay? That's, you heard it here first. Okay? Hashtag it. I don't care. I'm joking. Don't hashtag it. That's it. That's the thousands of nutrition books boiled down. You can keep going into research, but they're all going to come back to, the real research is going to come back to those conclusions. Okay? Stop eating animal foods and eat plants that haven't been fucked with too much by humans. That's it. Let's move on. So this acquaintance, and I have to be very careful here because I have to, maintain anonymity, but this is another kind of I told you so moment. I'm revisiting in a way, rah, rah, rah for social media, that episode, which was again within the last few. This is not like going back and restating that stuff. That's there. However, I've been thinking about it further. And so this is sort of the next incarnation of that episode. Got it? Partly inspired by an acquaintance, kind of friend. I'm not going to be very vague here in terms of the person because, again, it's very, very sensitive stuff. But somebody I know was accused on social media by some guy as being a racist because this person has the same name as somebody who was saying some crazy racist shit on Instagram. So the person I know that gets this message from this guy saying you're a racist and all this, and she was, and my friend was like, look, this is not me. Look at my photos. I'm not this person. That's another person with the same name. That's not me. That didn't stop him. He started hounding her. He started contacting all her followers. He hired this some sort of weird, well, probably not weird site, but anyway, a site that outs people who are racist, and they contacted all of her followers. It's been an absolute insane thing. And so much so that my acquaintance is quitting all social media tomorrow. I mean, it's gotten that bad. And it's nuts. I mean, nuts. And my acquaintance is like, this isn't me. Look at me. I'm a different person. I'm twice the other person's age. And the guy's like, well, you have to prove it. And she's like, I don't have to prove anything. I look at my posts. This is not me. You got the wrong person. But now he's digging his heels in now, see? That's the new age. Dig your heels in. Don't go, oops, oh my gosh, apologies. Just go full bore. Just go full bore. Who cares if you just do that? Just like some other person, half the age, is saying racist crap. Now, look, I'm going to be honest. My acquaintance is also racist. I'm just saying it's a different racist, so it's not fair. If you're going to peg a racist, you have to make sure it's the right racist. If you get the wrong racist, it's just horrible because that racist may not have done the same kind of race. You know, it's holding. I'm kidding. That's my acquaintance isn't racist. One of the few friends of mine that aren't racist, by the way. Couldn't have happened to a better person. This craziness. But that's real. That's a real story. And that is the kind of insanity that is happening in the world. I mean, luckily I've got a name, Sid Garza Hillman. I don't think there's anybody out there with the same name, thank goodness, because I'm sure I would have gotten accused of having hair or some crazy thing, and I'd be like, look at my photos, I don't have hair, I'm bald, how can you think that that is the same kind of, well, prove it. Well, I did, by not having hair, that's how I proved it. So in rah, rah, rah for social media, I was citing this podcast, Making Sense. Go back to that one, I'm going to revisit. But I learned a lot of stuff about Facebook and in this podcast about Facebook and about Google, about Instagram and the whole like and the whole thing. And it's pretty disgusting, the whole thing. The whole thing's pretty disgusting. Go back and listen to that episode. But I just kept thinking about it because I was like, okay, well, on one hand, aside from the editing of information and making information more inflammatory on purpose and then saying, we're just the platform, man. We just sit back and people post on us, but they don't because they're involved and they're screwing things up on purpose to make sure that people keep visiting and doing things psychologically that are just simply not cool. And so be that as it may. On one hand, I was thinking, well, you know, like in terms of the targeted advertising and people say, like, I do a search and then I'm on another site and then an ad comes up and it's like about what I just searched. That's advertising, folks. Like, I'm not going to, like, they got to sell stuff like that. They are trying to make money and we understand it. And so there's a certain argument to be made like, well, they're just advertising. So here's where I'm laying this down. Okay, and this is the title of this episode is We Did This. And so in thinking about this further, I was like, okay, well, we can't really like criticize them for trying to sell us stuff because that's how they make money. Why? Because we expect the platforms to be free. Here's where we're going. We have begun in this new age, and this is not recent, but it's fairly recent, to expect free. We expect free. We don't want to pay for shit. That's the culture of today. And what is happening is we are seeing the consequences of that ethic of like, you know what? I want you to do the work and I don't want to pay for it. And now we are seeing what is happening. If they say, well, fine, we'll give you Facebook for free. And when we gave license to that kind of Facebook, Instagram behavior, you know, it's like, I don't know when we did it, but when did we give this license to this kind of behavior that says, okay, we expect this for free, and they say, okay, we will give this service to you for free, but there's going to be some liberties we're going to be taking. We're going to take some liberty. We're going to give you that free, and we go, great, give that to me. That's what I want. I don't want to pay for anything. Why would I want to pay for something when I can get it for free? And they say, good, handshake, virtual handshake, good. We give you Facebook for free, and in return, we're going to do all this other crazy shit, and you're going to be okay with it because you're getting that thing for free. And the reason why this is titled We Did This is because we did this. We said we want stuff for free now. And I was thinking about Napster. If you guys are anybody, I'm sure that lots of people listening to this are around my age, or at least, you know, within a certain window. I'm 22. If you remember Napster, which was the free music kind of thing, and that's where it started. And this was interesting for me because I was a musician at the time. Still am, but I mean full time. You know, like I was playing music and doing that whole thing. And more on a kind of announcement on that, by the way, in a second. But so anyway, doesn't matter. I was a musician at the time, and you know, we're a band, and we're struggling, and we're working our asses off, and we're recording, and we're going into debt to record albums, and we're trying to sell albums, and all of a sudden, here it goes, free music. And I remember this press conference with Metallica, who came out pretty strong against this, and people were sort of criticizing them, and they said, look, you know, we work really hard and we spend a lot of money on our music. And this person in the back of the event, the press event, said, "It's our music too. It's our music too." And I thought, "Holy crap! What is happening? Like, what is happening? It's our music too. No, you do not own the music. No more so than you own the tube of toothpaste in the drugstore until you buy it." You don't own it just because Johnson & Johnson made it, and you go, well, they made it, and they make enough money, so that I should get that toothpaste for free because they're already rich enough. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. And somehow in the art realm, people thought that was okay. They'll go into the store and they'll buy Skittles, but they're going to steal music. And that's essentially exactly what was happening. They were stealing music. Well, I think that was potentially, and I'm not a historian and I haven't even looked into it. I don't really care. I do care that this has become sort of an ethic of the modern age, which is, let's do this for free. I remember when I was launching Small Steppers, and I polled and surveyed some people, and a couple of people were like, well, it seems like something I can get for free on YouTube. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. You cannot get personal attention and a relationship on YouTube. You cannot. You're not on that level. You can't get it. And it's, so it's this ethic of like, well, I can get it for free, but we don't define what it is. And I think we're losing the battle as a result of that. I think we're losing the battle because of all the craziness I cited in that other podcast episode, and that occurred on that episode. I heard it's not a good scene, and I don't want it to be this easy response of like, it's them, they're bad. No, yes, but we're players in this game. Trust me. We're players. When we started to expect things for free, when we started to say like, I'm not going to pay for that, then the ball started going. Then all of a sudden it was like, okay, let's see what happens when you get this thing for so-called free. That's rough. Now, I'm going to make a quick foray into a tangent because I'm so freaking excited about this. I can't even tell you. And I know I said no announcements on this podcast, but Jiminy Christmas, the new Sid Kilman Quartet album is out. It is out. It's on digital. It's on Apple Music. It's everywhere. It's on Amazon. You can download it. It's very exciting. It's called Roundabout Way. Sid Kilman Quartet, Roundabout Way. Also, the limited edition CD that's hand-numbered and hand-letterpressed by me, designed by my wife, and illustrated by my daughter. It's super cool. Hand-numbered 1 to 250. And that's it. I'm not doing it again. So the first 250, they're gone. I'm going to have those they're up on my website. I'm just going to put it that way. And I'll link to that stuff in the show notes. Okay, so I'm very excited about it. It's super cool. And I've been writing, by the way. I have almost enough material for a new album. This has been an incredibly, for whatever reason, well, what's interesting, a very creative time. And I was going to say for whatever reason, but I can actually correlate the increase in my music playing and songwriting with my decrease with no social media and my quitting watching the news and checking the news, which I've been doing for over 2 weeks. And it's been this weird time. I've been going down and like writing more, and it's been super amazing. So anyway, I go, why did that happen? Well, I know why that happened, because I streamlined even more. I said, you know, this is a distraction for me. It's not making me feel good. So even if I just spend 5 minutes, if it's not making me feel good, it's bleeding into other areas of my life. This is what's happening, you guys. So back to this. We want things for free. We miss the point because we don't understand the larger ramifications of expecting things for free and getting things for free. We don't understand that there is a larger price to pay when we get one little thing for free. There's a larger price to pay. So here's the solution. Start paying. Start paying wherever you want, but be conscious with your money and start laying it down. And by the way, thank you to people who do that with me with Patreon. But do it with whomever. If it ain't me, do it somewhere. Put it to places that count, even if it's a dollar a month, something little. Start investing in what that means, what that really means. And by the way, if Facebook charged everybody, probably they would have a lot less members. Same thing with Instagram, right? I mean, if I had to pay Facebook early on, I probably would have never signed up in the first place. Because things are free, we sort of slide on in there. And now look what has happened. I mean, look at what has happened and is still happening. And then we get pissed that it's happening, but we're the ones that didn't want to pay for it. And we are paying for it. Just not monetarily, but damn, we're paying for it culturally, right? We're paying for it culturally. So put your money places. Put your money places. Put your money to things of value to bring those things up so that the other things do not get the voice that they now have in this world. Get it done. Understand that the nature of the culture of social media, the digital world that we all live in, we are a player in the damage that is being done. We are a player in the damage that is being done to our children and to adults too, that are getting harassed like my friend, but also just getting their souls sucked from their bodies because it's an addictive model on purpose. By the way, it's an addictive model. And maybe from the rubble will emerge something that we can say like, okay, this is a value, I'm going to pay for this. And in return of me putting dollars, I get privacy, I get protection, I get objectivity, I get a actual real platform that doesn't manipulate data and information, but that simply is a platform for information and data. Huh, wouldn't that be amazing? Transparency, wouldn't that be amazing? A lot of what you get for free in the digital age just ain't free. That's the message of this episode. We are paying for it, and we are paying for it something fierce. So deal with these companies however you want. Stay on Facebook, limit it, do it, don't care about what I'm saying. Instagram, same thing. Twitter, same thing. But the fact of the matter is, and what I want you to understand, is that the reality of what is happening right now in the world is because they're shitty, but also, we did this.
Underground, yeah. Counting days just for fun. Adding up the time till it was done. And I'm walking back and forth to forget where I've begun. And I'm circling wise and foolish to see which is more fun. Yes, I'm circling wise and which is more fun. Handing over, I'm giving all of it to you. Through asking what is true. And I'm taking all the memory, leaving them with you. I'll be coming back for them when all the black is blue. Yes, I'll be coming back for them when all the black is blue. The sandstorms will cover everything. From wasted adios to torture ass, I bring it. I feel lost without you, but I will, I'm gonna find a way. But I will, I'm gonna find a way. But I will, I'm gonna find a way. In these days when all that was, it is again. I need a plan, I need a friend. That I don't mind stepping sideways. I just like to know when. I can't put trust in you. Can't do that again. No, I can't put trust in you. I can't do that again. The sandstorms will cover everything. From wasted adios to torture ass, I bring it. Without you, but I will, I'm gonna find a way. But I will, I'm gonna find a way. The sandstorms will cover everything. From wasted adios to torture ass, I bring it, I bring it. I feel lost without you, but I will, I'm gonna find a way. But I will, I'm gonna find a way. But I will, I'm gonna find a way. Underground and counting days just for fun. Adding up the time till it was done. And I'm walking back and forth to forget where I've been.